This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Meta, Microsoft, X, and Match Group have filed a legal petition against Apple's policies regarding payments in its App Store. In the filing, they object to how, in order to comply with the federal court ruling, Apple now plans to charge a commission for payments made outside its App Store. A federal judge has ordered Apple to allow software makers to direct users to alternate ways to pay for services or apps. Apple has defended its right to charge the fees and says it invests in privacy and security measures that protect users. Google has been hit with a 250 million euro fine, or about $270 million, from France's competition watchdog. The authority said that Google had breached commitments to negotiate in good faith with news publishers. Google didn't contest the regulator's conclusions and decided to settle, saying it was, quote, time to move on. And the U.S. government is granting Intel up to $8.5 billion to help fund new chip plants in Arizona, New Mexico, Ohio, and Oregon. That's according to the Commerce Department. Intel's total investment in U.S. projects in the next 5 years is expected to exceed $100 billion, according to the department, which is overseeing the grants. It's the Biden administration's largest award yet in an effort to revive American chipmaking. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.